This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
All right, ready to go. What's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. Myself, Marvin Abbey.
Oh, shit.
Who else we got in the studio?
Mr. Exposed.
He's not here.
Taser Black.
We got a very, very special guest. War Ready. What's the deal? I've been hearing a bit of UK lingo, like you got it nailed down now.
Just in it. I'm Monday. That's all I know.
In it, Monday. Where did you hear that? Here or like in Aja?
No, yeah.
Okay.
And Top Boy.
Oh, who's your favorite character? Who's your favorite character in Top Boy?
I don't have any favorite character. I'm just watching it to watch it.
So, and you pick up stuff?
Pick up stuff, like, just the words, though.
Okay.
Right. Can't lie.
Like, it's calm, bro.
It's calm.
Like, man, what are you doing? My ends. You got ends. Ends. It's like the streets or something.
Yeah, ends is the area you're from. I don't know where it come from, though.
So, how would you refer to it in Nigeria?
Like, we'll look at it like the streets.
Your area.
Okay. Oh. Area, boy.
It's kind of like your area. What area you're from? So the end you rep is where you're from.
I will sing one song about ends very soon. I just like that name, ends.
Well, you know what you're talking about, though.
Yes, you guys, lingua. Oh, don't worry, don't stress. I'll be doing man them inside, like the Gadi and Central C. You understand? I'll be doing man them and train slangs.
He's got it, though.
Yeah.
It sounds right, though. It doesn't sound. It's weird when you hear like people with different accents saying, like, using like UK lingo. Sounds alright though still.
So what's your story, man? Because I was watching an interview today. I remember the dinner. I can't remember the girl's name. What's her name? It came out like 3 months ago.
I don't know her name, but I did that interview.
Yeah. So what's your story? How did it start? She said you went viral off a TikTok video. But I'm pretty sure you were doing stuff before that.
No, I was already doing anything. I was doing music though, but I was not using any social media platform to promote it.
Okay.
I was, but like there was no engagement on my account. So TikTok is like the main source of engagement for me.
And you started freestyling, right? It was like a freestyle thing.
I've been freestyling for long. No, yeah, that's okay. Is that story you're looking for?
Yeah, no, because I think that's what it starts. Yeah.
You know, I've been freestyling for the longest time.
Okay.
Dropping videos on Facebook. Instagram, like that. Tagging celebrities and doing shit like that.
Did you think it was going to pop or you just was doing it because you like doing it?
I thought it was going to pop one day if God touches somebody's man.
It's true still.
Yeah. You know, you pray for somebody to sign you, but that's not what happened. This time we did it ourselves.
On TikTok,
yeah. Plus TikTok. We're not alone.
I see that you studied computer science.
What?
No?
I studied what?
Computer science.
Yo, I studied computer science.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. For a second, I was thinking, right, did I read up on the wrong person?
I was like,
I said, what? What? Computer who? Not me, bro. Not in my ends. Yeah, so you study computer science. So that means, obviously, there's a level of...
Intelligence
and intellect.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro.
Ah. you
I don't know. Real life. Let me take this... So you can see my face.
It's going to be hot soon, bro. Swags.
Can man then see me? can man them see me? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's good.
Man
that's
them, man them.
Oh, would you say that though?
Can the man them see me?
Can the man them see me?
Would you say that though?
Would I say that?
Would you say that?
No, but it's like, do you see me?
No, but he's saying, is that correct? I'm saying, but would you say that?
I think the way he said it was right, yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah.
How would you say?
Can you command see me?
It's the same thing.
I know, but it's where the man is in the sentence.
This guy. This guy is so funny. So the dem was bothering you. Can the man them see me?
No, but we don't really use them anymore though, as such.
Mm. It's just what are you guys talking about?
The man them, what you just said, in terms of like where you put stuff. You know, like when you're using certain terms.
The arrangement of the English.
Yeah. Or the arrangement of certain words. Okay. We don't use them as much anymore. We used to, but not as much.
You guys, English is in another world. This is not part of it, you guys.
You know the maddest thing is, some Nigerians have got better English than we have here. When I go to Nigeria, when they speak grammatically, it sounds better than we say things here.
But you know, you don't even need to say anything important. You just have to speak like that. That's what makes it interesting. You get what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
For your accent, it's not what you say that's important. It's how you say it. You get what I mean? You're doing, man, no. We'll be like, oh, yeah. Like the feeling is different. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying still.
So it's not what you're saying that's important. It's the way you say
it. It's the way you say it and the tone and stuff. It's true still.
Do you slow down the way you speak when you're in Nigeria?
Nah. So sometimes.
So people say that we speak fast. Or maybe I do.
Yeah.
We speak faster.
You just wanna beat me today, innit?
So you speak faster, I speak faster.
We speak faster.
What else did you find out today?
Yeah, I've heard that though.
That you speak fast?
No, in Nigeria, sometimes they say, I don't understand. Because there's certain tones, but then it's same with them sometimes that they might say things and you're like, what? So it just depends on the person. So what part of Nigeria are you from?
Benin City, Edo State. Crazy.
What part are you from, Taze?
My mom's from Lagos. Dad's from Ibadan. Oyo State.
Yeah, bro. That's a place, bro.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, bro. I ain't been back since I was 16. I don't know. It's been a minute. I need to go. I actually need to go. You tell me, you've been there.
Not to your part.
So where did you go when you go?
Lagos, VI. I went to, what's it called again the other day, man? Begins with A-S-A-K something. Asu. I can't remember anyway because I went to Ilesha and then I went to the village I'm from is F1I. So I went to the village as well. So I kind of went in between a few places last time. Still, but it's long. It's either a plane was an hour and a half or to drive was 8 hours. I mean, yeah. And I said, nah, there's no way I'm driving 8 hours in Nigeria, bro. It's long still. It's long still. What was I going to say? So, so we're talking about, so in terms of your music career and stuff, so your breakthrough track was what? Elon Musk?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Why did you call it Elon Musk?
Because of the guy named Elon Musk.
Like literally?
Yeah, bro.
You know, you're thinking, yeah, there was something to, nah, it's just, I like Elon Musk.
Nah, bro, it's simple like that. You don't stress yourself.
Is that anything to do with a computer science degree?
What?
Yeah, you got to link it, bro.
Nah. I don't even know where I kept that degree safe. Just lost in one place. I'm not using it. You understand? How you stress me by taking me to school? Stress.
Did you do it just because you had to? You thought, you know
yes,
what?
Yes, what concerned me? Because, no, I don't do it. I never have interest in...
in doing anything like that. So if you weren't doing music, what would you do?
Nothing. I'll just be there living, existing till the end of the world or something. I don't know, bro. Till I go away from this world, I'll just be existing if I'm not doing music. I don't think of anything like this. I can change what's happening like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like basically, music was destined for you, kind of thing. Still, I see you on Whiskey's. Was Whiskey on your story the other day? I see you comparing watches.
I'll even be talking like that. I'll let me compare my watch to my mama.
I see you asking, so how much is it? I said, I can't remember, man.
You cannot remember.
I said, I forgot. It's mad still.
You know how many watches Lama has?
So in terms of Afrobeat, who's your goats?
It's me that's my goats. I'd be myself goats. Goats for myself.
No one else.
Nah, bro. You want me to start measuring names and carry me to the side of this equation and leave this side for who?
Oh, the politics and that.
Nah, bro.
I hear you still. Well, you could just name all of them.
You said in Afrobeat, I saw you wanted to sing music. If it's in music,
okay.
If it's in music, it's Young Thug.
Oh, serious?
Yes, it's Young Thug.
Okay. I wouldn't have expected that.
That's one of his goats as well, still.
Yeah.
That's good, bro.
Young Thug, what, Little Baby, Gunner.
Not goat like that. Chill out.
No, but that's you listen to that.
Yeah, listen to the music, yeah. But when you say goat, I wouldn't put Gunner and Baby there just yet. They still need more. But like Young Thug, Lil Wayne, Drake, that era, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I like that sound.
I wouldn't have thought Young Thug though for you though. I don't know why, but okay.
I have a tattoo of him on this part of my body.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
When you first saw him, what did it feel like seeing someone like Young Thug coming out at the time that he came out?
At the time I came out.
When you first see someone and you're like, yeah. I like this guy.
Yes, his name explains everything. Young Thug. He's a thug and he's young. So I'm young and I want to be a thug. No, you understand what I mean? Yeah, somebody's inspiring you. No, that's how it is.
So there's no one else that made you say, listen to this guy. Once you saw him, you're like, this is the guy, you know, I like
him. Nah, I think, I don't even know how that happened. He was in school though. That's back then, like 2014, 15, kind of. When we're looking at, I think, there's one of his songs that came out. Remember that. It's not Power, but it's one of them.
Okay.
That came out, yeah. So like the way he was doing and jumping in his video with this long dread and stuff, I was like, who's this? You understand?
You didn't have dreads then though?
No, he had dreads.
No, I'm saying, but you didn't have dreads then.
No.
So is that
inspiration? It's like you're a normal person and someone just come and switch your whole lifestyle upside down and turn you to a thug. You know what I mean? Something like that. I'm not a thug, I'm just joking. You know what I mean? I'm a good boy.
You said 10 years.
2015, 2014.
But it's mad how different people influence other people.
Mm.
Because I don't know if Young Thug had that influence here. I think he had an influence in music, but I don't know if he, you know what I'm saying? But you can see a lot of artists that he influenced in America.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But then Lil Wayne influenced Young Thug.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see the evolution of you influenced this person, you influenced this person. And it's interesting when you hear other people saying that. Because I don't think I've ever heard anyone actually say he's their GOAT.
Oh.
Young Thug. Like, you hear people say that he's one of the, not pioneers, but pioneer of a style, or he birthed a lot of rappers, but you don't really hear people putting him in the GOAT debate.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They put him in the GOAT debate. Every time.
See?
You cannot be saying Young Thug and mentioning other artists now.
Yeah, but in terms of GOAT debate, it's normally Jay-Z. You have people.
No, those are the.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Young Thug is not that old. You don't get what I mean. It's not that far back.
So you're saying the new gen, that's the goal of the new gen?
Something like, it's like, I don't know, it's like before the new gen. It's like the end of the old gen. How do I explain it for you?
I know what you mean.
There are people that started it now, like the Jay-Z and others, the Lil Wayne and stuff. There are people that ended it. You get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Then the next gen took over. It's like the ending of a hand. So it's still part of the good, but it's not classified with Jay-Z. If there was no Jay-Z and the rest, it would be the GOAT. Obviously.
Yeah, that's what I said, time. Give him like another 10, and people will start referring to him like how they're referring to Jay-Z, like, Nas. Exactly. No. But he's definitely there. Because I don't think there's anyone else.
He brought Lil Baby, he brought Gunna. He brought some of them.
Yeah, Belly, Young Scooter. There's a lot of them.
Yes, there was one that sang Snake. That one is dead. There's one I sent like that. There are a lot of artists that guy brought, so you will never know.
Yeah, a lot of them from ATM.
Until you check and do research, you see YSL. Sent like 30 artists.
So if you could have a dream collabo, I'd assume Young Thug would be one of your dream collabos.
It must be Young Thug.
See, boy, hopefully you don't go jail and then make that happen, boy.
His cases, I don't know.
That case is a madness.
He's just... It's a big one. It's like, even I was watching DJ Academics, he was talking about the case, and he was basically saying that how the case is very, very bad. And that's the reason why a lot of other men, I don't want to say no one's names, but a lot of other men are trying to like disassociate themselves with Young Thug. But not in a sense of we're not messing with no more. It's just I don't want to get caught up in this current case and get sucked in as well.
So you're just trying to leave him there?
No, sort out whatever he needs to sort out. Obviously, they're still affiliates, but it's like I'm gonna create another collective and not call it a gang and do it the proper way, because the old way we did it, following Young Thug's blueprint, it could land them in trouble as well.
Do you think that's fair? That
I don't really know.
Your lyrics can be used as in a court case.
It's gone now.
You can or you can't?
It can't.
Okay.
It can, I don't know, it depends on your type of song. If you sing a song about killing somebody, then you analyze your lyrics now.
Yeah, but my thing is art though. So at the end of the day, like whether it's negative or positive, I don't know what's true or not.
You cannot see, let me say it like this. Mm. For example, on the 7th of February, a shooting happened and you sing about it. You said, oh, the shooting happened like this, and then I shot him, I kill him, this, that. They play the song and they check in the file or something, in the reports, if there's any case that happened on the 7th and they see it matches your lyrics,
yeah,
the same spot, you'll be arrested. Now that's what's happening to him like this.
No, 100%. No, I get that.
Yeah, that's what's happening like this. It's like, that makes if there's a case,
I get what you're saying. I'm saying that makes sense,
You know, some artists rap about killing, and like, how do I say it?
It's
like
generic. Rap,
yeah. They say 5th Street, and they could just be calling area codes and stuff. And if on that day somebody died and you said it in your song, you go to court now, do papers, call your lawyer, do shit like that. You go to jail.
When he says it like that, it makes sense.
No, 100%.
That's how it is now.
Yeah, if you're saying, if it's mad specific, like if you're saying like I killed this person on, or you're doing, my man didn't survive on the February the 7th, but you know how it goes, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. But I'm saying generically, because it sets a precedent, because if one case is used for that, then another rapper who's not talking about someone specifically, they might use his lyrics and say, look, because sometimes it's just a conspiracy, you know? It's just, I don't need to prove you've actually done anything. It's just the conspiracy of you're affiliated to a gang that might be doing madness.
No, you know something. It's not that if they see exactly what was on the news in your song, that they'll come and arrest you. No, you just be a suspect.
Yeah.
Just be part of it now. It's not that you just get the thing and say, no, you will not be blamed. There's no evidence. You just sang a song. You get what I mean? Just sang a song.
That's what I'm saying. But in America, sometimes that...
Yeah, you don't understand. Like, that is how it is. You just sang a song, but what? Now you're not a suspect. You're not a part of the problem now. You're not a suspect. So you'll be taken among all those people that is blamed from shooting and killing. Uh-huh. That's how it is now.
It's a difficult one, man. It's a difficult one. I don't know, because
you blame though.
Yeah, when people make movies, for example, it stems from somewhere. I could basically have seen something happen, and all of a sudden I'm in a writer's room helping someone to develop a series or a movie, but it ties in with a real story. That doesn't mean that I had anything to do with it.
You don't get my point. You don't get my point. You just explain the movie.
No, but I'm saying it's still art.
No, it's not about being art. Just explain the movie, and that one is a movie. For actors and actresses.
Now, I get what he's saying. Basically, he's saying that a movie is, it's not happened. Even though it might have happened before, these are actors that have nothing to do with it.
Exactly,
doing it.
The actors.
No,
but as a rapper, if you're rapping about someone being murdered.
But isn't that the argument?
No, you might have been there, and you're giving details detailing what happened that no one else knows unless they were around that time.
But it's not really about, how do I explain it for you now? It's not really about you dropping a song.
It's the details.
It's not even about details. It's like this. How do I explain this? You see now, like the way you said it before, said a movie.
Yeah.
This, that. It's because there's no gang movie. What I mean is that, like, the people acting the gang movie, they're not real gangsters.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just acting to be gangsters.
Yeah.
Like Top Boy, but they're not real gangsters in real life.
Yeah.
They're actors or actresses. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But in music, where you know that there's gang music. You know what I mean? There's gang music, there's violent music, there's calm music. And you decide to go to the violent music or the gang music. And you start singing about shit and your music video is portraying Sister Richard, Abia, I don't know the streets that you guys are calling. entered, this one, that one, that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he's portraying like that, what do you expect the police to do? You're not an actor. No? You're not an actor. You're an artist and a gangster at the same time. You have records with the police and stuff. He starts thinking about killing. What do you mean, bro? You get arrested now.
Yeah, I get it still. Yeah, it's true. When you put it like that, it is true. Have you got any aspirations to be an actor at all? Would you act?
If you put me in a movie, I would act.
Do you want to do it?
I have done it before, though.
Oh, serious?
Yes, now. Well, it was when I was upcoming. Doing comedy. I did a lot of stuff for like entertainment. Not just...
So TikTok stuff in terms of like videos.
I did dance. I did comedy movie, like comedy videos and stuff. I did it, you know, trying to...
It
was way back.
The comedy videos, I can see it.
Nigeria is bigger.
If you put me in a movie, I will act.
Nigerian videos are very creative, you know.
Yeah, Nigerians are very big on social media and stuff in terms of like videos. Like, I just say they're one of the best in the world at those comedy videos. They love the sound effect, bro. They love a sound effect on their videos, bro. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And even what's his name? One of my bridges over there, is it Fada? He does a lot of the videos. Like
Fada, so. DMW.
Yeah. I met him a couple years ago. No, the time when I nearly got arrested that time in Nigeria in the club, that year I met him.
Oh, yeah. So, you know when it was during the pandemic and it was locked down in Nigeria? This guy decided to go partying.
Everyone was partying.
Oh, it wasn't just you?
That would mean it would just be me in the club.
No, but you know what I mean, though. Breaking the rules and that. Is it safe? Because I saw some videos, some chief policemen slapping people. Or this guy had to change his outfit. And look, so now I'm telling the story. Do you want to finish the story?
Finish your story, bro.
Do you have the video as evidence?
I ain't got the video on my phone. It's on my Instagram somewhere, but I ain't got it. But that was like 2 years ago.
Can you find the video on your Instagram, please?
What? Pandemic.
Yeah, during the pandemic, yeah. Were you?
Pandemic, was it 2 years ago? Maybe four, 3.
About 2-3 years ago, because it was after.
It was during.
Well, so like, this is 2024. I think it was not 2 years ago.
It was like, it started 2020. But when I went to Nigeria, it was like, I think 21, 22-ish.
Yeah.
Can I remember there was a point in time where Ubers in Nigeria between 12 and 4, Ubers shut off. I don't know if you remember that.
Nah, bro.
There was a point in time...
I was probably not around.
You weren't around?
I was probably indoors, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but there was a point in time...
Corona, when... I was indoors, bro.
You didn't come out?
Nah, bro. What do you mean? You see the news, bro. Do you want to come out and die?
Nah.
Okay, so you see that same mentality you have? This guy's out partying. That's basically what I was trying to get at. In Nigeria as well.
Himself, now. Maybe he's trying to live his last life. No, no.
Oh, last life, yeah, fair enough.
You want to die.
See? There you go. Have you hidden the video? Because I'm in 2018.
Okay. You can look for it still. But in terms of that time, yeah, I remember. Like, between 12 and 4, they shut off Ubers because they were trying to stop people from partying. But then the maddest thing is with Nigeria... Police will come to the party, bro, to lock it off. The owner of the party or someone will come out, talk to the police, give them a bit of money. Police will go away. Then you're partying again. Bro, we were walking through holes in the wall. There were times where, like, the rave, literally, you walk through a hole in the wall to the back bit, upstairs, party, bro. It's what it is, man. I didn't catch Corona, though. I didn't catch COVID. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even know if I even believe in it, bro. But I don't even want to do that rabbit hole of... going down this, do you believe in COVID or not? Because the thing's disappeared now. Where is it?
You know, happy it disappeared. Are you looking for it? What do you mean, where is it?
But where is it?
Are you not happy you can come out from your house?
Bro, that's not the point, bro.
That's the point. Bro.
No,
that's,
man.
That's what that matters.
That's not the point. The point is, where is it? This thing that was so mad that we couldn't leave our houses, we couldn't touch stuff, we had to do this out of the blue. You're looking back to normal now. So where is it?
It wasn't as simple as that, though.
Brother, it's gone.
It's better like that now.
100% it's better like that, but then we could have been like that during. Where did it go?
Well, so you never had it?
So you prefer to hear the news about people dying and you come outside?
No, you don't get what I'm saying. For example, if you have something like, I'm trying to think about, if there's like any other kind of contagious disease, yeah, or something that is out, it won't just disappear like that. It has to be dealt with first. Make sure everything's cool, whatever. COVID was like, all right, you can go to bars, but you got to sit down. You can't party. Remember?
Yeah, that didn't make sense, though.
Then it was, all right, we're going to allow hairdressers to be open, but barbers, yeah, you can open, but this, not open. Then out of the blue, everyone needs to get back to work because the economy, go back to work 3 days a week. Out of the blue, life is, you forgot about COVID, bro.
Yep.
But then now they're saying there's other strains like that every year is going to be something similar to COVID, but if, I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe in it, bro. I can't lie to you, man.
It's not about believing in it, or it's about not dying.
Yeah, but that's always the plan.
No, don't. You want to die?
No, but I said that's always the plan, not to die.
You heard there's COVID, you want to come outside. I heard you're partying. You're a bad guy. You just died.
Can I just say Nigeria's winning 2-0?
I swear.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's winning?
Nigeria.
How many?
2-0. Yeah.
So what?
South Africa.
What?
Are you not following AFCON?
So what? I can't.
2-0. 2-0.
2-0. Yeah, you have to say that. You have to say that one. 2-0.
Nigeria.
Oh, you wearing Nigeria kit? Look at you.
Yeah, man. I wanted to.
I never see you wear one of them.
I wanted to give you the energy. I'm going to ask you some random questions now. What's your favorite food?
Probably turkey, bro.
Turkey?
Bro, that's it, bro.
Turkey?
I can't take you seriously now. You're lying.
No. Nigerians eat turkey.
Seriously?
100%.
Like, so why are you so surprised then?
Because I didn't think that would be the I didn't think it was. If remember, just because you eat it doesn't mean it's your favorite thing.
If you want to confirm,
sorry.
If you want to confirm, carry your phone, go to TikTok, right? Shali Puppy Turkey. You'll see videos and videos and videos of me eating turkey. Try it, you'll see what I'm saying.
Okay. No, I'm gonna do it. The listeners are gonna do it as well.
Turkey, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Can I bear my ass to cook turkey like all the time in stew and that? And the turkey legs are big, man. See, chicken leg. Mm. Turkey leg's big, bro. Maybe that's why.
Like it big. You understand? Chop everything.
Sorry.
You checking, bro.
Is that uncle talking about having sex 21 times a month? Help your prostate.
What?
That's what the uncle said. Oh, legit. Turkey mood. Okay.
What, did you chop a turkey?
Yeah. There's better videos.
What, no cow foot, no shaky?
Bro, they're skanking to the turkey, bro. Okay. You wasn't lying. All right, next question. What is one thing that you consider cringe, but you love it anyway?
I don't know, understand that question.
He doesn't know what cringe means.
How would I explain cringe?
What do you mean I don't know what cringe means?
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
No, but the way you said it is like, yeah, no.
No, I don't know what cringe means. Explain that. I don't know what it means. You guys are the English. Me, I'm not with the English. I'm with the pidgin.
How would you explain cringe?
I speak pidgin. So I cannot be stressed.
What was the question again? Like, and I'll use a ton of context.
Something that's cringe, but you love anyway.
Something that's frowned upon, people frown upon, but you love it anyway.
Some people frown upon.
Like, yeah, something that people don't, most people don't like. Most people don't like.
I'm not sure there's anything that most people don't like. I'm not sure, bro. Give me
like, for example, it might be like, most people don't eat snail.
That's too random, bro.
But I'm just saying, but you might eat
fast
snail.
Food. We are fast food.
No, I'm saying, give me an example of something that, so it could be anything, but something people don't like. Most people wouldn't like, but you're like, you know what, I like it. Could be clothing.
If it's music.
Could be anything. Could be fashion.
I know, bro. I don't think there's any answer to that question. I think I like anything I see. Okay. Oh, I don't know, bro. I'm just there. If I like it, I like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it.
Fair enough. What's your go-to drink?
Go-to drink. Water.
Drink that you like.
Water, bro. What the f***? Just drink water and live life, bro. The rest are sugar and alcohol and stuff.
What's the story behind Evian?
What do you mean? That's my name, bro.
I know, but...
That's my last name.
Oh, it's your name?
Yes, it is my name, bro.
Okay.
Are you thought it was something to do with like a nickname or something?
Yeah.
No, not a nickname. It's like the actual name, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like a family name. You get what I mean, bro?
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Favorite thing about myself? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm like, how do I say it? I'm carefree. Is it carefree you call it? I don't know. Like, I don't bother about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the English to use that, but I'm unbothered.
Nonchalant.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I don't know. If it goes, it goes. Anything you give me, I do. I don't stress. I don't like stress. That's just it.
Wait, hold on a second. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. They've disallowed the goal.
What?
They gained a penalty. They give away a penalty. Now it's 1-1.
What?
South Africa, I thought they used juju.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So they disallowed the goal.
To Nigeria. VAR, goal.
Yeah. So it's 1-0. And then they just gave away a penalty. Now it's 1-1. Typical Nigeria. Where? Anyway. What's your favorite movie?
I don't have a favorite movie. Maybe your favorite series, like Lucifer. No, Lucifer.
It's actually a good series, though.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe like Lucifer. Or Money Heist.
It's a mad spin.
Or Money Heist.
Yeah, Money Heist is good.
That kind of sentence.
I couldn't watch Money Heist. It was annoying, man.
Well, because it's not in English.
Yeah, the dubs used to kill me, man.
Why do you watch it dubbed?
Well, how am I supposed to watch it?
It's Netflix, bro.
It's language.
Like, you can literally switch it to English, bro.
That's so he doesn't like it.
That's the dub.
You don't like it?
No, because they're Italian or their mouth is not the same as the dub.
But in Netflix, it's almost the same one.
Nah, man. When you see it and man saying to the bank, man, nah, man. I can't be doing it. I'm looking at man. I can't be doing it, man.
I watch it in its native.
Yeah, but then you got to read the subtitles. Yeah. I ain't got time for that, bro.
Fair enough.
It's too much. Like I want to relax watching something. I don't want to be. Do you know what I'm saying? So in terms of tours, you got any crazy tour stories?
Tour stories.
Like crazy tour stories.
Nah, bro. Bro, why do you think I like stress like that? Why do you think I know those things you're asking me, bro? Nah. I just go do my thing and go home, bro. Like the way you guys walk and go home. That's how I do it. That's how it is for me.
You're not really like a partier like that.
Party.
You're not really a partier like that. Like,
I mean, the thing is I'm used to getting paid to party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
I'm used to it like that. So I don't just wake up on one day and say I want to go to the club or something. Nah.
It's got to make sense for you to. If you're at the club, it makes sense, basically.
If it's me at the club, it's not free. I must be paid to be there now.
I like that.
You get what I mean now?
Yeah.
If it's me at the club like this, I'm in your club. You pay me now. That means you paid me now. I cannot just be in your club for nothing. No. I mean, you'll be making all the money and I'll just be what? Give you more. buying drinks and spring.
But he says it like that, yes.
See, Nigerians are too funny, you know.
Oh, it's true.
It's true. The way we see things, we're like, so I should just be here, just my friend, split the pay. Yeah, and it makes sense, though. Where's your favorite place to travel to in terms of the world? America, Dubai.
Yeah. Dubai.
Why Dubai?
I don't know, it's fast. Dubai is fast, like. Morning, night. Like, the days go fast. Like, it's like the world is... It's not the normal time that you guys use. It's not as slow as this club. If you're in Dubai, everything is fast, bro. There's money quick. There's night quick. And there's, like, a lot of fun there. Like, it's a vacation spot. Vacation and a fun spot.
It's true, though. Stuff.
Yes, man.
Turn to Dubai if you know the right people. Your experience in Dubai is crazy.
If you know, it's never about knowing the right people. It's about being ready. To face Dubai on your own. Because even the right people, they might be working or busy. Get what I mean? Everybody has their own life now. So you cannot come and start stressing other people and start making them take you around.
No, but I'm assuming you're going there in terms of with music and stuff, or you're going there as you, so...
No, you go there... No, the thing is, even if I go there as me, and people will know that I'm in Dubai, I'll get booked again for stuff. Like that spot I'm in that country like this. I'll get booked. For like shows and stuff. Even if it's just club appearance, we get booked. And I just went there to chill. I can see. If you get booked. Get what I mean?
You been to America before?
Nah, bro.
You ain't been yet?
Mm-mm. I think next month, though.
What, any particular state?
It was like a tour, like a whole tour.
Oh, dope.
That's sick.
So where are you hitting? Do you know? Do you remember?
I don't know. I think it's like a list of, I think it's 12 cities. I don't know, bro.
Oh,
I think
dope.
It's 12, though. 12 places.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it, man. America's like one of my favorite places. Dubai, I like Dubai because Dubai is Dubai, but America is dope. Certain places, because I think it's just a concentration of black people. It's very, like, a lot of the culture is there. So when you're in America, you feel that, like, when you're in certain parts anyway, that you're not at home, but you know what I mean? It's like, for example, in Atlanta, you'll go to a shisha spot and then all the music you're hearing is Little Baby, Young Thug, like, no, there's no, they're not playing no pop, there's no, it's just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, you're hearing. You're seeing your own people, the food they're serving is food that you want to eat, you know what I mean? Whereas here, it's different. You might go to, like, a shisha spot here or something, they might play Madonna, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, innit? Like, or they might, they'll play a pop song, you're like, what is this, man? So, that's, but you're going to, you enjoy America. There's certain states I think you enjoy more, like in Atlanta, Houston or Dallas, maybe New York or LA. So
Miami.
Miami as well. The only reason I don't like Miami is Miami is a cash loss to me. So I just don't go to Miami. It doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
Because Miami is one of those places where if you're a guy, everything is like the premium. Like if you go clubbing or to a spot, a normal table, they just price it higher, man. Girls, if you're good looking, you don't pay for nothing. If you're not good looking, you might not get in. Like it's just the environment's just a little bit, it's a bit off. I don't really like it. So I don't really do Miami.
Yeah, people that like it though.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But it's, I know guys that go there and just spend money. It's like, nah.
So that's not my stuff.
Even you went there the time when they, because it was Meek Mill's birthday. Was it Meek Mill's birthday or Lil Wayne or something?
Meek Mill, yeah, it was a hefty spend.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not.
But on a normal day, you would never spend that amount of money.
Yeah, you're right. Miami's his head loss. His head loss. It's like Vegas. But I guess there's some people that live in Vegas that can. It's like what people say with Dubai. Some people look at Dubai as, how are you looking at Miami?
They said like Dubai is the second Miami.
Yeah, see?
Was I heard, bro.
I think it's just how you move around in there. I saw a debate on the timeline the other day where someone said, I think it's time that we admit that Everybody Hates Chris is better than My Wife and Kids. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
That is an absolutely ludicrous statement. What?
Have you seen My Wife and Kids?
Nah, bro.
Oh,
Everybody Hates Kid Chris. Yeah, I've seen that. I think I've seen that. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's never better than My Wife and Kids, bro. Ever.
Those people debating it.
I think Everybody Hates Chris has got iconic people like the dad being stingy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And whatever. But the characters are not as strong as My Wife and Kids, bro. From the dad to mum, junior, to the hench dad of the other guy,
Calvin.
Cat Williams' thingy.
I hear that. Fair enough. I mean, I'm not here arguing Everybody Hates Chris's honor.
You all have been arguing about Chris. There's no evil year.
The way this is. Nigerians are so funny, you know. I swear to God.
Right, so what do you do on a day off in terms of like, if you're not recording any music, you're just chilling at home or whatever, what do you like to do in your downtime?
Nothing.
Swear.
That's like, that's the reason for you chilling. Like you have been doing stuff too much. Now you have a free time. You want to do stuff again. No, now. Do nothing.
Chill with friends, gym.
No, chill. That is nothing. Like that is being around your normal. That's your normal life. Like you're back to your normal life.
Yeah.
Yes. That's which is nothing.
Because for example, Taser, like he loves gym. So on his days off, he will go to the gym. Or on some people's day off, they might go swimming. Or they might, I don't know, listen to music.
That's good for them.
But for you, it's just chill with friends and do nothing. That's it.
Since I chill with friends every day, so just all of us cheat together and do nothing together. You know what I mean? My friends are my manager, my stuff. They're my friends. So we see every day. Then on a free day, we do nothing.
So you say your manager is your friend. So your manager is one of your friends. It was your friend from before.
Yeah. Like my personal manager.
So you just kept it in-house, basically.
Right, yeah. What was I supposed to be doing?
Nah, because some people will employ someone outside that could maybe be in
no,
the
look,
scene.
No, look, I have a management and I have a personal manager.
Okay, okay.
Yes, my management is Dapper.
Okay.
So, that's my management. My personal manager is my friend.
And I said you got a record label now as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
So, you just, as soon as, so when how did it happen? When you got signed, you got a record label?
Nah.
Or you from the beginning, you
I
had...
I have a record label.
Oh, cold. And you sign people to that as well?
Yeah, I got my brother and my friend on it. So artists.
What artists are they?
Zeri and Tiga Boy.
Oh, dope.
I got my brother and...
Your literal brother?
Yeah. Gino brother.
Okay.
Oh, sick.
Maybe I've heard the song. Over. First song.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that song.
That's your little brother?
Yeah. So it was me.
No, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if you had a little brother or not.
That's and I've heard the song. Your song is blowing up here. Don't worry. I think your song is blowing up here because I see the
younger gen
girls singing it. Yeah, bro.
Who's behind? You know when you're shooting your music videos, who's the creative director behind your videos?
Depends on the music video, or depends if I have any idea, give it to the director. If my management have any idea, they give it to the director. You know what I mean?
Mm. It's
like a joint something. I bring my thoughts, you bring your thoughts, you bring your thoughts. If I bring my thoughts, if it does not make sense, you tell me it does not make sense. Or if you go out on that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like...
So are you someone who can take criticism?
Yeah, bruh. Not hear my song. You know the kind of criticism that comes from that people. You know the kind of criticism. Crazy, bruh. Like... Everywhere, everybody insulting you, everybody they're insulting you, people defending you. The fight is happening online.
Just ignore it.
Ignore.
Mm.
Yeah, so ignore. No, not ignore. Watch and learn.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even inside of those hate comments or something, somebody may be saying something right now.
So you read comments like that?
I do read my comments now, but I don't care about the comments.
But sometimes you take stuff on board, as in like, they might...
Yeah, if you say something, I'll be like,
why did you say that? Okay. And then you...
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, this guy may be right, though. If you say something about my music, you say, oh, this part, something's happening here, it's wrong, here's this. Some people comment like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll say, like, in this part of the music, yeah. I'll be like, what? They'll play it. I'll be like, oh, shit. Or the producer say, oh, well, let's fix that part. It's up, bro. You know what I mean?
You mean on that tune or the next song you make?
Nah, on that same tune, you know you can actually change it.
Oh, serious?
Yes, bro.
I don't even know.
You can do a lot of shit in music. I don't know, bro.
I know you can
that's
do
that. That's for the distribution company to be doing it, but me, I'm chill. The management will handle that. I'm chill, bro.
I don't even know you could do that.
After the tune has come out already?
Apparently so.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Oh,
it happens.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.